Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, March 12, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Missionaries gear up to meet needs in the wake of Spain's deadly terrorist bombing. Christians are threatened for their faith in Laos, and a radio ministry in Cyprus expands. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Spain, where 10 terrorist bombs ripped through Madrid, killing more than 180 people and injuring around 1,000. Doug Bozong worked in Spain with Greater Europe Mission and says while the events are tragic, he's praying for spiritual openness.
It affects their psyche. I mean, Spaniards, like most people, love life, and something of this magnitude has got to shake the society. I would hope, it would be my prayer, that Spaniards would begin to consider their own mortality and their need for Christ.
While 96% claim to be Catholic, most Spaniards aren't involved in the church and need Christ. But JEM is addressing this spiritual void by reaching out to young people.
Young people are generally more open. Statistics show that most people come to Christ before their 18th birthday. So it's very important to try to reach these people when they're young.
JEM operates a camping ministry as well as a Bible Institute and church planting ministry. Next, while people continue to come to Christ in Laos, prayer is needed. Christian Solidarity Worldwide says government officials want believers to give up their faith, leave the village, or face death. A Christian in the village wrote in a plea for help that the officials want to totally eradicate Christianity. Some believers have been fined for holding prayer meetings. Government leaders say if the fines aren't paid, the village chief will take over their property and burn their homes. You're listening to Mission Network News. Cambodia's painful scars are still present despite renewed political stability in 1998. The spiritual atmosphere is improving, but there are a lot of challenges to overcome. Far East Broadcasting Company's Jim Bowman.
Cambodia still, I think, is recovering from the disasters of the past, the Pol Pot regime, and all the damage that was done. And so there's a lot of suspicion. The government is a coalition government, and you have departments of the government that don't cooperate with one another. And, of course, there's corruption to deal with.
After years of trying to upgrade their radio ministry, Bowman says they had a breakthrough this month.
We're finally operating a 10-kilowatt FM station there, and this is a tremendous place for an FM outreach because this is one of the few countries in that area of the world that is fairly flat. So with your 10 kilowatts that just started up 2 weeks ago from Phnom Penh, you should be able to reach probably half the population of the country.
Pray for the team as they minister the hope of Christ in Cambodia. Next, since the implosion of communism in 1989, deteriorating incomes, widespread unemployment, and social disintegration plunged the people of Eastern Europe into abject poverty. Operation Mobilization's Sandy Makisoini and her husband are working in Greater Europe. This week, their team made the rounds to the most destitute areas with the hope of bringing support to the existing ministries.
My husband is traveling into Romania, Moldova, Bulgaria, and Bosnia and bringing relief supplies, and he's also starting small development projects over there, such as a bakery and wood shop.
Makisoini says the relief supplies they bring, along with the opportunity for small business, do a lot for sharing the gospel.
He's working with the churches over there and helping them to help the poor people around them. When they go into the houses of these people and visit the institutions, then they just naturally have open doors, and it just leads to questions about God loves you, we love you, and we want to take care of you.
And AMG International recently expanded its regional broadcasting license of Canale 7, a radio station in Cyprus. The move allows them to reach more than 300,000 people with the hope of the gospel. The team is working to get a license that will allow a broadcast to the entire island. Combining Christian messages and music with news and discussion of issues that concern Cyprus from a Christian perspective, the station is heard in many places on the island. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.